CLX Mobile.
Monitoring.
For DJW Mobile.
DJW, this is KO4EYV. Could you give me just a real quick radio check, sir?
UIV, you sound like you're sitting in a car next to me.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This name here is David. That call is KO4 Echo Yankee Victor, EYV. I just picked up a 7/8 wave at Shelby earlier today. I've been working with a little quarter wave. Can barely get into the net when I cross through Clinton, Joanna, that area to head back to Greenwood. So I'm pretty excited to hear I'm finally making it in now.
The antenna were you using before? That one's making it in really good. What kind were you using before?
Brand. It honestly could be just an off-brand. I think it's not a mainstream brand. Quarter wave dual bander. Got the little squiggly about halfway up, and it's just not able to make the 70-mile hop up there to Caesar's Head like this one is, I guess. This one's just a diamond monoband. I think they call it a hyper gain. I didn't even look at the model number. It seems like a 2,000 or 2,500, but glad to hear it's doing a good job. It's quite a hop, skip, and a jump to get up there to Caesar's Head from here.
Like this one has gain, and the one before it didn't have any gain, and that's probably the big difference. The other one's probably just a match, it, like matches a dipole in free space. But sounds good. You made a wise decision. It's working for you.
I'm glad to hear that. Like I say, I tell you, we get up to the E3H group, and right about the time I need to hear what group we're in, the static starts hitting, and I don't even know what y'all are saying. So it's good to hear them coming in pretty good here. Got it off up there towards the back row for about $40. You got a couple more up there in case you or anybody else listening gets up there. They got a fairly good selection this year.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad it's doing good. I'm not going to be able to make it there this year, but I'm glad to know that there's a good selection and it's picking back up again because there was kind of, you know, COVID put the hiatus on it. But anyway, glad to know that's working. And VHF and UHF are affected by propagation as propagation changes, so can't be 100% sure until the net gets here that it's going to be as good as it is now. But anyway, right now it's doing good.
Thanks again for coming back to me. I'm going to go ahead and hop off here. I got a couple phone calls to make, but have you enjoyed your day, and hopefully we'll catch you on the net tonight, maybe later this week. KO4EYV is clear and monitoring on your vinyl.
On the net tonight, W4DJW Mobile.
CLX Mobile is here.
CLX, how's it going, W4DJW?
W4DJW and 6CLX. Going good. Name here is Mike. It's going really good. Friday afternoon, 3-day weekend on the way home. Three things I like to hear.
Four, Mike. It's been a little while. Anyway, we talked about you're coming out of 6 land over here to 4 land.
Repeat that. We talked about, and then I lost it all. I was going around a truck or passing a truck, and evidently it was a nice Faraday shield.
Yeah, we talked about coming from 6 land to 4 land. It's been a while. But you come from California, right?
I was officially shot out of the land of the fruit and nuts.
Well, I'm leaving it on the 15th as far as work goes. I've got an office in San Diego, and my last day will be the 15th of this month, so I'm leaving California as well. Just not the way you did it, but I'm leaving it.
Still have 2 brothers living there. And my mother, who said she'd never go back, is now going over there to at least there she's looking around, I think, at retirement villas over there near my brother.
Lived lived over there until her second earthquake, and at the end of her second earthquake, she moved back over here. And no more of that business.
I don't know. Whatever. Mom's 95 now. Jeez, I'm for two things. 95 and almost getting hit on 85. What do you expect?
Nuts. I get the nuts. I don't get the fruit. What's the fruit?
It's actually fruits and nuts, but anyway.
Well, I guess better leave that one laying there. Anyway, you have a good day. Did you work today?
Nope. N6CLX. I'll keep up with that timer. I worked today. This has been one week that's just been kind of tough for me. Physically, I'm worn out.
Weekend coming up, right?
It's Friday. I'm going home. It is a 3-day weekend. My three favorite things to say. My official title is sales engineer. We manufacture fans, specialty fans, and air dust collection equipment for fibrous materials.
Interesting. I almost had a brother-in-law who went around industry cleaning all of that stuff, cleaning HVAC. He makes a really good living doing that, and that's just one of his side jobs.
That business is commercial. It's not all the HVAC, but it's related. We sell into the commercial HVAC, but it's specialty in what they call induction units. I'm on the process industrial side.
Profitable business, according to him. Anyway, it might be the same business. He might be the owner of the company you work for. I don't know.
Based out of Germany. Stuttgart, Germany. It's only the fourth German company I've worked for, so I'm used to the culture.
One that worked for BMW that was over here for about a 4 or 5 year stage. Two of those years we worked together on building and flying multirotors. He's a very intelligent engineer. He's had a department at BMW where they did a lot of research work, where he drove cars around that had sensors all on the back of it. So I have the utmost respect for German engineers. They are extremely good at what they do. I used to work for a French company that was like that, Michelin. They were extremely good at it, too. But both of them from the same area over in Europe.
Went to San Diego.
Manufacturing and went into dot-com boom, and dot-com boom faded out. And the music quit playing, and I had a chair at a financial institution called Bank of America and stayed there for 15 years after year 2000 until 2016. And a bunch of my friends had gone over to Bank of Japan, and they wanted me to come over there with them. So eventually when they got to a point where I could say no, I had to say yes. So I went over there for the last 5 years. And my office for Bank of Japan is in San Diego.
Dan, did you do you had a house here and did a long commute, or you're finally moving back?
Every day, the electrons through copper wire and fiber optics. The developers on my team were spread out all over the world, so it didn't matter where anybody was located physically.
I got a friend of mine that lives in the area too. He spent, how many years? I think he spent 30 plus years at IBM doing security work and then cloud platforms for the financial world, and he just got talked in a year and a half ago, talked into going to work for one of his clients.
Yeah, it usually turns out one way or the other. Either the vendors, people worked at the vendor, are going to the customer, or the people that worked that had the vendor in at the site left and went to the vendor. I hear a lot of exchange like that. And that might be something that happens with me, too, because I'm talking to one of the vendors. If we can get right on the money, I may not be retiring. I just go to work for a different company.
It's, if you give up the retirement, at least it's, it goes with relax.
I have to play it by ear and see how it goes. It'd be doing a very similar thing to what I'm doing right now, just for a different company, and you know, have a possibility of double dipping there for a little, for about a year. I'm getting a year's pay as I leave this company, and could be, if I sign up for that other one, it'd be like having two paychecks at one time for a whole year, right before retirement. Who doesn't like that?
Now that's a deal. Yeah, I took this job in January because my previous employer went through a an adjustment and got rid of a few of the sales guys, including me. So I went from working in the house for the last 5 years to then commuting. A little opposite.
That was eventually going to happen to me, but it never did happen. Knock on wood. never happened yet. I started commuting back in the late 70s when I worked for Michelin. They put in a modem in the where the mainframe was, and they let me use that modem to dial in to work. Because oftentimes I would be there till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, or sometimes I was there the next morning when the people came back in. And it wasn't because I had to. It was because I was enjoying my work so much I couldn't stop. And the work was there, so why not? Knock it out even quicker. But eventually they said, you don't have to come in if you don't want to. You just, you know, do it wherever you are. So that was kind of fun. And then when I got into financials, they worked from home all the time. So that was no issue. Been doing that for the last 20 years on and off. And I enjoy it. I enjoy getting up and crossing the hall to do my daily commute.
During COVID, it was fun. Never went anywhere for a year. So I just get up and do my daily commute down the hallway. And as long as the camera wasn't on, no one knew what I was wearing.
When that came out, you know, because of COVID, that's when that really ramped up and cameras got popular. I never did put a camera on mine. I never put a microphone on mine. I use Teams and I use the Jira and all the software that supports being able to see each other, and I just tell them, my camera doesn't work. never had to turn on a camera. My wife, on the other hand, she had to get up and get all cleaned up and everything and look all pretty on the screen because she had meeting after meeting after meeting where they were on the screen. I never fell for that.
Not miss those days. That's you know, it paid more money, but man, I can't tell you how many days I was looking at the screen just wondering if I was gonna die there and someone would find me with cobwebs.
A colleague of mine the other day, and he said one of the guys that we knew, he worked at Bank of America when I did, and he went to Bank of Japan. He's one of the ones that pulled me across, and he said one of the guys that we worked with that we knew at Bank of America, they eventually found him in the data center on the floor, died of a heart attack. Nobody could find him. He wouldn't answer his phone. They went looking through the data center. They found him dead of a heart attack, lying on the floor in the data center. Worked himself to death.
COVID taught me one thing. I enjoy hanging around the house, and my wife actually likes to have me around. I like to be there with her. She's crying every day now that I'm gone.
Same way. When she was home for that whole year, we had a good time. We enjoyed it. We'd cut up all the time, fix each other's lunch. Somebody would order lunch for both of us. It was fun. It was, and we didn't need to go anywhere. So I went to the grocery store about once every 2 or 3 weeks, sometimes in 4 weeks. Sometimes we'd go 4 weeks because when we were ordering a lot of stuff, didn't need to go as near as often. But it was fun. I like being able to go out and go places now and not have to worry about it like I did back then. But it wasn't that bad of a deal for us.
Timer, not N6CLX. Yeah, that's, for us it was very evident. We we'll have no problem with retirement. You know, I always hear from people saying, I'm going to retire and my wife's going to kill me.
Debbie, you were right there on time with the repeater. Yeah, I don't think it'll be any problem for us either. Of course, she's 7 years younger than me, so she's going to have to continue on when I'm done. And she has a little bit of a problem with me not working and her working. She figures if one of the two of us is going to be working, it's going to be me, not her.
Coming down two wages, she can just say, to heck with it. I'm going to live the good life.
And she has done that before. But her idle mind, when her mind is idle and she starts shopping online, I don't know, I had a ex-brother-in-law whose mother used to do QVC like my wife, when she gets idle, does Amazon. And it's just a bad thing. Makes your house look like a hoarder's house. She needs to work. She needs her mind busy at work. You know, idle mind can lead to bad things, especially when there's things like QVC and Amazon out there, W4DJW.
Amazon's tough, man. COVID was bad for that. I'd be sitting there at work, bored in a meeting, hit Amazon. Oh, yeah, that looks cool. I had more stuff coming.
Put stuff in the cart and not buy it. And then at the end of the week, if there was enough stuff in the cart to hit the buy button, I'd hit the buy button by at the end of the week. Or sometimes just wait till the weekend was over and hit it on Monday and have it by the next weekend.
Have stuff in the cart and then hit save for later, and then a couple weeks later say, why did I even look at that and get rid of it? That's the ticket for me. You're saving the cart. And then later on, you know, when you're having a rough day and you need to feel that good about why you work, you buy it.
I don't think I've ever taken anything out of a cart, though, but I have thought about it a lot longer before. It does make you think about it before you go ahead and hit the buy button. And I do browse the cart to see if there's anything I really don't need, but I haven't found anything that I don't need yet. But who knows, maybe I will. Hey, if I come up missing, it's because it's my turn at the window. This was a long line. Zaxby's is a very popular place lately. Every time I come here, I have to wait in line.
I'll do us both a favor then. I'm about a block from home. I'll stick around for your final. But otherwise, it's good talking to you. And look forward to having you around more often. N6CLX.
All right, Mike. Take care. Be safe. Maybe because I get out of work. I'm not working until 9 o'clock every night. Maybe I'll catch you on the ride home more often. N6CLX, W4DJW, clear.
W, N6CLX, I'm clear.